Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Gods Must Be Crazy. Farmer Hunter Century of Humiliation, Century of AI Rejuvenation is a contemporary politics and social sciences book by Satchi Madhupat that frames global power competition through history, business transformation, and artificial intelligence. The available Amazon description positions, Madhupat is drawing on 3 decades of Fortune 100 enterprise transformation work. Moving from Kerala communist classrooms to Fortune 10 boardrooms and to the Huawei war zones of the Chinese AI century. The book is not a conventional academic history or a narrow technology manual. Its purpose is to connect the Chinese memory of the century of humiliation with a present era in which AI, capital allocation, institutions, and national strategy may reshape global influence. The title also invokes the cultural metaphor of the gods must be crazy, suggesting that disruptive objects or systems can unsettle established social orders. Because public information is limited, the clearest reading is as an interdisciplinary geopolitical argument rather than a fully documented specialist study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the farmer and hunter contrast as a geopolitical organizing metaphor. The subtitle Farmer Hunter signals one of the book's central conceptual devices, a contrast between different modes of survival, production, and power. A farmer metaphor generally points toward settlement, long planning horizons, cultivation, infrastructure, and cumulative improvement. A hunter metaphor suggests mobility, extraction, opportunism, and tactical advantage. In a geopolitical context, this contrast can be used to discuss how nations, corporations, and elites allocate attention and capital. The value of the metaphor is that it translates abstract policy debates into recognizable patterns of behavior. A society that builds industrial capacity, technical skills, supply chains, and long-term institutions behaves differently from one that primarily captures rents, trades financial claims, or reacts to immediate threats. The book appears to use this kind of contrast to examine economic and strategic competition in the AI era. Its strength is accessibility. Readers can quickly grasp why production systems and incentive systems matter. Its limitation is that metaphors can oversimplify complex states, since every major power contains both cultivating and predatory tendencies. Secondly, Century of Humiliation as historical memory behind Chinese rejuvenation. The phrase Century of Humiliation refers to a widely discussed Chinese historical narrative about foreign intrusion, unequal treaties, military defeat, and loss of sovereignty from the 19th century into the 20th century. By placing that phrase beside Century of AI Rejuvenation, the book frames contemporary Chinese ambition as more than ordinary economic growth. It suggests that technology, industrial planning, and national confidence are linked to a historical desire to overcome vulnerability. This matters because geopolitical competition is not driven only by gross domestic product, patents, or military budgets. It is also shaped by collective memory, elite narratives, and the political legitimacy that governments attach to renewal. AI becomes significant in this framework because it is not merely a consumer technology. It can affect surveillance, manufacturing, logistics, defense, education, and scientific discovery. The book's framing encourages readers to ask how historical grievance and technological modernization reinforce each other. A cautious reading is needed, however, because national narratives are selective and contested. The framework is useful when it explains strategic motivation, but weaker if treated as a complete explanation for every Chinese policy choice. Thirdly, Enterprise Transformation Experience Applied to National Strategy. A distinctive feature highlighted in the book description is Madhupat's background in Fortune 100 enterprise transformation. This gives the book a different angle from works written mainly by historians, diplomats, or technologists. Enterprise transformation normally involves aligning strategy, process, technology, incentives, data, and execution across large organizations. When applied to geopolitics, that lens shifts attention from slogans to operating systems. A country can announce industrial goals, but the harder question is whether its institutions can coordinate investment, talent, infrastructure, and measurable outcomes. The same question applies to corporations competing in AI-driven markets. The book appears to treat geopolitical rivalry as an execution problem as well as an ideological or military problem. And by this side, this is useful because many discussions of AI strategy remain abstract, while transformation work is concerned with bottlenecks, adoption, accountability, and return on investment. The limitation is that states are not corporations. They contain political opposition, cultural differences, legal constraints, and security imperatives that cannot be managed like departments in a firm. Still, the enterprise lens helps readers evaluate whether ambition is matched by organizational capacity. Fourthly, AI as strategic infrastructure rather than isolated software. the book's reference to the Chinese AI century indicates that artificial intelligence is treated as a structural force in global power rather than as a standalone technical novelty. This distinction is important. AI systems depend on semiconductors, energy, data, cloud infrastructure, research talent, capital markets, industrial users, and regulatory choices. Their impact is distributed across manufacturing, finance, security, healthcare, logistics, education, and public administration. By linking AI to raw AI war zones, the book appears to emphasize the economic battlefield where technological promises must become measurable productivity, defensible advantage, or institutional control. That focus separates practical AI strategy from vague enthusiasm. A nation or firm that cannot deploy AI into real workflows may have impressive demonstrations but limited strategic benefit. Conversely, incremental AI adoption across supply chains and operations can produce cumulative power. The geopolitical implication is that AI competition is not only about who builds the most advanced model. It is also about who integrates AI into productive capacity, decision systems, and social organization. The book's contribution lies in connecting this operational reality with broader historical and political stakes. Lastly, a cross-disciplinary argument that challenges narrow expert categories, the book is positioned across politics, social science, business, and technology. And that hybridity appears central to its identity. It draws together Kerala political education, corporate boardroom experience, Chinese historical memory, and AI era competition. This combination can be valuable because the forces shaping global order do not fit neatly within one discipline. AI policy requires technical understanding, but also economic incentives, institutional design, social trust, and historical context. Geopolitics requires attention to military and diplomatic power, but also to enterprise execution and industrial productivity. The book therefore seems aimed at readers who want a synthesis rather than a single field treatment. The trade-off is that such books can feel dense or uneven. If readers expect a conventional academic apparatus or a step-by-step technology guide, its arguments should be read as interpretive and strategic rather than as a definitive empirical account. The title's reference to the gods must be crazy reinforces this cross-disciplinary stance. Disruptive systems can enter a society from outside its assumptions and reveal weaknesses in its norms, institutions, and incentives. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in the intersection of geopolitics, enterprise transformation, China, and artificial intelligence. Business leaders may find value in the way it connects national strategy with execution, incentives, return on investment, and organizational capacity. Policy-minded readers may benefit from its framing of AI as a strategic infrastructure issue, rather than only a technical or regulatory matter. Readers of China-focused analysis may find the pairing of the century of humiliation with AI rejuvenation useful as a way to think about how historical memory can shape future. Oriented ambition. The book stands out from many AI and geopolitics titles because it is not presented simply as a Silicon Valley innovation story, a diplomatic history, or a military forecast. Its differentiating feature is the use of enterprise transformation experience as a lens for interpreting global competition. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want to understand how strategy becomes operational capability. At the same time, because public information about the book is limited and its approach appears broad, readers seeking a narrowly sourced academic monograph may need to supplement it with specialist works. Its strongest practical benefit is encouraging multidisciplinary thinking about power in an AI-driven century. If you would like to support Saji Matapat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.